and yeah, just we just weren't quite good enough, truthfully. You know, I thought William and those guys did a great job and capitalized on a fast Saturday and, you know, put themselves in a good spot and got it done.
Definitely have your head held high from this season. What is probably your biggest takeaway and highlight going into Phoenix this weekend from the year of 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've had some of our best races over the last month, you know, which is a lot of fun, you know, to end the year strong and be up there in the mix a lot more. You know, so proud of that, proud of, you know, the fight all day today, the fight throughout the week, you know, everybody at Hendrick Motorsports for the effort to put into these cars and just trying to bring our very best here. I thought we did that. Yeah, unfortunately, just came up short. But fortunately, you know, got, I think, two in, right? Yeah, I got two in, and, you know, hopefully one of them get it done.
All right, that's Chase Elliott, and the Hendrick Motorsports team members were definitely celebrating for each other on pit road. Let's head over to Chris Wilner.
Well, the first driver out in this championship for Chase is Christopher Bell by 7 points, and it was a valiant effort there at the end, trying to rally from 12th. Christopher, what did you need more in your race car to make up the track position and go fight for a spot in the championship for?
I feel like I just need a little bit of long run pace. You know, it, whenever we got the balance right, I was pretty fast on the short run. I could make passes and keep up with the best cars. And then I would just really, you know, fall off, and those guys were able to get back by me.
All right, Steve Post, we'll go to you next as Christopher Bell again out of the championship 4x7 after failing to advance here at Martinsville.
A valiant effort for Joey Logano. This team did some tire strategy, pitted first, tried to do what they could. Joey, what more did you need, though, here today at Martinsville in this race?
I don't know. I could look at a couple decisions throughout the race that I probably could have made better. You know, we flipped the stage there at the second stage, and I'm not sure that was wrong. But where it went wrong is I should have recognized the cars in front of me were pulling the okie-dokie. The two Hendrick cars did and let each other in, and that cycled me back to the third row, which let the 12 get up there. And really, honestly, that's what allowed him to get there. That could have been us. So I look at that kind of saying, man, we gave away our chance on a choose there. But overall, yeah, we just weren't good enough, right? I mean, just we tried hard. It wasn't from a lack of effort. We just didn't do good enough.
That's Joey Logano summing up his efforts here today. Wendy?
Kyle Larson, the second Hendrick Motorsports driver to continue on to the Final Four of that championship. Kyle, I covered you all race long. How nerve-wracking was it for you? Was it any point stressful knowing where you were in the points?
Well, we were kind of in front of the 20 all night, which, you know, was good and kind of made it easy for me to figure out the math anyways. And you know, I didn't feel too nervous throughout the night because I recognized that our car was a little bit better than his, and you know, that kind of gave me some ease. But sure, you know, those cautions late in the race when I was good on points, I was just wanting to go green. You know, William was going to win easily. We were going to transfer in easily. And then the 77 got in like his 18th yellow. So, yeah, that was just like, oh, man, here we go. It's going to get crazy. But thankfully, we had good enough track position. We gained a couple spots on that final pit stop, too, I think, which was really important. So, yeah, proud of everybody on our team, proud of Hendrick Motorsports, really proud of William, too. What a drive tonight. That was awesome. So I hope you fans enjoyed it, and we'll try and go get a championship next week.
So many pieces to the puzzle next week in Phoenix. What do you feel is going to be the biggest part for you?
I don't know. You know, it's tough to say, right? Everybody's probably, you know, adjusted on their cars a lot since the spring, so it's going to look different. But I've been really happy with the progression we've made with all four of our Hendrick Motorsports cars throughout the playoffs, but especially the 5 team. You know, we struggled a bit throughout the summer and even struggled in the beginning of the playoffs, and I feel like we've progressed, you know, pretty steep, you know, here the last, I don't know, 6 weeks or so. So excited about it, and we'll see what we got.
All right, congratulations to Kyle Larson. He will fight for the championship next weekend in Phoenix. Chris Wilner.
Not in the championship talk, but Ross Chastain, I'll tell you what, there's not a clean race car down here. You basically have contact in every square corner of this thing, but you got to fourth from 13th. Describe your day.
Yeah, there was a time where when we did the choose for the restart, there was only one car behind us. And then at the end, there was only two cars in front of us. So definitely both ends of the spectrum here today. And the first half of the race, the left side's torn up from then because we struggled. And there we were getting beat up pretty bad. Went a lap down, made some good adjustments when we took the free pass or the wave around. We didn't get the free pass. We took the wave around and kind of had a free pit stop per se later. And Phil Surgeon, they did a bunch of stuff in the back. I don't know what all they did, but it brought the car to life then. And then we caught that caution, which took us from around 10th. We had gotten to 10th before that in stage three, and then that took us up into the top five.
What did we see today at Martinsville? I know you and I were talking, almost felt a little boring at times, but what do you feel like overall that this Martinsville race produced?
I think you watched Will Byron just go absolutely cement himself into the championship race. And as a kid, I grew up watching that 24 car win here, dominate here, perform here. And to be buddies with Will now, I saw at the end of the race a guy just go and solidify himself into that car for a really long time. And not that there was any question about that, but, man, really cool for Chevy to go do that and beat that 12 car here. At a flat track, it's hard to do these days. And the 24 just flat out drove by him on the long run and held him off on the short run at the end. So as a friend of Will's, that was really, really cool to watch. And as a kid, I was a fan of that number. Now I really want to beat it, but they beat us today.
Well, solid finish, though, for Ross Chastain coming home in the top five with a fourth-place finish here at Martinsville.
The only non-playoff driver finishing among the top five in the fourth spot for Ross Chastain. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network, Car Care Center, Durand.
The Xfinity 500 complete here this afternoon at the Martinsville Speedway in Virginia. William Byron picking up the race win and earning a spot to run for the championship next week at the Phoenix Raceway. He will be a part of the championship for 1 week from today.
The Xfinity fastest lap of the race was run by William Byron. He turned a lap at 95.878 miles per hour. Congratulations from Xfinity on winning a championship point. Sign up today for super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Time to pick the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race presented by Xfinity.
There's so many we could go to. I want to give some also mentions because, you know, you look at it, Cole Custer had a lead lap finish. Shane Van Gisbergen ran good all day long. Ross Chastain with the recovery they had. Ryan Preece looked really good today. But how can you not give it to William Byron, who led the most laps and in the privilege of pressure performed?
The Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance goes to William Byron, our race winner this afternoon. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
William Byron wins the Xfinity 500. Ryan Blaney came home second. Chase Elliott was third. Ross Chastain fourth, and Kyle Larson was fifth. Ryan Preece sixth. Christopher Bell was seventh. Joey Logano eighth. Ninth was Todd Gilliland, and 10th was Josh Berry.
Tyler Reddick finished in 11th. Then it was Ty Gibbs, 12th. Kyle Busch, 13th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 14th. Austin Cindric, 15th. Austin Dillon in the 16th spot. Cole Custer, the final car on the lead lap, 17th. Then Bubba Wallace, Justin Haley, and Brad Keselowski, the top 20.
21st was John Hunter Nemechek. Daniel Suarez, 22nd. Alex Bowman, 23rd. Michael McDowell was 24th. Zane Smith, 25th, and Ty Dillon, 26th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 27th. A.J. Allmendinger was 28th, and Chris Buescher, 29th. Noah Gregson was 30th.
Carson Hocevar finished in the 31st spot. Cody Ware, 32nd. Casey Mears, 33rd. Then it was Eric Jones, Denny Hamlin, Riley Herbst, and Chase Briscoe, the first car out of the race back on lap 295, finishing 37th here today.
Final thoughts, Kyle Rickey.
Going to be a great championship race next week. William Byron, you talked about the pressure at the start of today's broadcast. He handled it best here, especially in the late going. A dominant car all day, and no doubt going to be one of the favorites next week at the Phoenix Raceway.
Todd Gordon?
What an iconic racetrack this is, and where we were. They just put on a, you know, we had an overclassed in 50s day. We laid some rubber down, not a ton. Goodyear's done a great job, but we got to see a heck of a race, and guys coming and going with tire management through the day, a phenomenal way to send ourselves out into the championship race.
We'll pack things up and head out to the Valley of the Sun in the desert southwest of Phoenix Raceway. Hope you can join us. If you can't be there in person, by all means, we'll have everything covered right here on the Motor Racing Network, along with the NASCAR Racing Network. Thank you to all of you fans and all of our radio station affiliates around the country for listening to the Xfinity 500. Our thanks to Craig Moore, Kyle Clements, and Andy Tebow, our engineering team. Big thanks to Trey Downey, our producer. Out in the turns today was Dave Moody. On the pit lane, Chris Wilner, Wendy Venturini, and Steve Post. My thanks to Kyle Rickey in the broadcast booth alongside Todd Gordon. My name is Alex Hayden. We congratulate William Byron, the winner of the Xfinity 500. So long from Martinsville.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Xfinity 500 has come to you from Martinsville Speedway. Brought to you by Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. By Napa, get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at Napa. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR. By Straight Talk Wireless, real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR. Member FDIC. By Craftsman. Runs long, works great, won't slow you down. The Craftsman V20 Brushless RP lineup. Built for the backyard and beyond. See Craftsman.com for details. By eBay. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. Jack Links. Craving something bold? Try new Jack Links Duos. Two jerky flavors in one pack. By Bioethanol. Trusted for high performance in NASCAR. By Powerball. The official lottery game of NASCAR. By Progressive. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit Progressive.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Martinsville Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Trey Downey, associate producer Pat Jaggers, broadcast engineer Andy Tebow, studio engineer Andy Pachenik, audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
Metro Durand Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. My four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots. I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
After all this time, running up and down the roads, boulevards and broken dreams,
all the in-betweens, every single high and low, I want you to know.
Randall Lambert, Chris Stapleton, A Song to Sing here inside the saloon. You know, we heard Roller Coaster from Luke Bryan minutes ago. Have you seen the viral footage right now, the video online on all social media about those people that were stuck on that ride at that amusement park in Denver? I'm not going to give the name of the park because apparently they've had a few things happen in the past, and this ride too has happened. But it's one of those where you sit in a swing and it takes you up about 17 stories and spins you around. Yeah, they were stuck dangling for about 45 minutes or so, taking photos and video from just hanging up there with no place to go. The guy that posted it, the video that's going viral right now, said, "That was my first and last time visiting that amusement park." Yeah, I'd say so.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec.
Yeah, this is bad.
Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Worked all week, cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got to cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drives and big mud tires. Muscadine wine, oh baby, you can find me. Back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. I just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood, you can settle for a one-night rodeo. You could be my tan-leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked-up tailgate. Sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate. Sitting there watching all these pretty things.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
We'll have a little girl, a little boy.
sizzle. We're Country Fried.
We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
From a dirt road corn crop, boots ain't ever seen easy street, where Skeeter gets slapped about as fast as a star drops, roots run deep in this family tree. Ooh, bust your ass, still won't make a killing. Ooh, it's a lifestyle, it ain't a living. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the Boone Crockett stud on the wall in the barn. Testifying from the bone in the cut till the day that I'm dust. I'ma stay country or die trying. I don't do much thinking about time in a pine box. Sure as hell ain't scared to go. I'm a hard-headed, God-fearing man from the boondocks. Chisel those words on my cobble headstone. Up on the shelf. Ooh. Daddy prayed for rain, mama prayed for me to stay out of hell. From the red, white, and blue, flying high at the farm, to the Boone Crockett stud on the wall in the barn, where the magnolias bloom, there's a lap on the lawn, where your buddy and your boat both got the name John. In God we trust, Detroit we rust, redneck letter testifying.
Blake Shelton's latest, that's Stay Country or Die Trying here inside the saloon. All right, so maybe it's a little confusing. Over on our Facebook page, we're asking you to go over there and look at our list of 20 things you may or may not have done in your life, and all of them come with a money value, like $10, $20, and the goal is to take all of those 20 and add them up and see how much money you would have at the end of it, okay? Like being suspended is $20, being expelled is $30, skinny dipping is $10, being arrested is $20, so on and so forth. Rachel says, I would get a $1.50, though she doesn't say what she'd get that $1.50 off of. Trish says, $270. What did I add this up as? I'd have to go through and see exactly what the total value is, but I think she's pretty close to doing every single one of them. Corey says $120. He says, is there a prize for being the lowest besides being a square? Ryan says, let's just say in the last years I'd be broke. And then Sharon says $180. Dang, had to think about it. Some of those that almost happened that never happened. Go do our fun money look back on our life. How many of these things have you done right there on our Facebook?
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies, lows around 38. Sunny mid-50s on your Monday. Monday night, a chance of rain and lows around 40. Rain is likely on Tuesday. We could pick up some heavy accumulations, highs around 50 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, 55. Thursday, mostly sunny, high around 52. Friday, partly sunny and 50. It's 60 at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We're back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. Country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Just how our story ends.
did all I could to try to make it work, but you drug my heart through the Alabama dirt. I've been at the house, climbing them walls, checking that calendar, Xing days off. Hit another bar, call another friend, throw a few down to the story again.
Someone new, he can have my truck. See- you.
Dylan Scott and What He'll Never Have here inside the Saloon, a full hour of country. Coming up, we will hear music from who we got lined up on the jukebox today. Lainey Wilson, Easton Corbin, Winona, Travis Tritt, Kenny Chesney, Toby. And we get back to our list. We have added up how much you should have if you've done everything on this list. If you're confused as to what we're doing, just head on over to the Facebook page at RC Social Saloon and play along.
At Skechers, comfort is a technology. That's right, it doesn't just happen. You don't just make a shoe and hope it comes out comfortable. It takes research, innovations, compounds, engineering, and so many of the boring things we don't really want to get into. Because it gives us time to talk about the exciting stuff, your comfort. You see, Skechers want you to feel so comfortable you swear you're wearing pillows on your feet. So we have features like Skechers Air Cool Memory Foam that molds to your foot and wraps it in luxury. And Skechers has fits like Relax Fit, Stretch Fit, Wide Fit, Arch Fit, and so many more. All comfort technologies that make the shoe feel like it was custom-made just for your foot. Plus, we have hands-free Skechers slip-ins technology, and this, folks, is a game-changer. This tech allows you to just step into your shoes and put them on. You don't have to bend down and struggle. You don't even have to touch them. That's ultimate convenience and comfort. So you see, comfort is a technology. And nobody, and I mean nobody, does comfort like Skechers. The comfort technology company. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
We'll be right back.
not a lullaby.
Baby powder beaching to my feet has got me rolling, and the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea, and the wicked is a-turn, as the southern wind sings again a night lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again, as the southern wind.
The locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountains. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain, as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again, as the southern wind.
If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by.
And jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, or lose yourself again, as the southern wind sings again and I.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again. And there hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. I turn up the radio drown it out. And silently I say a little prayer. But for the grace of God, go out. I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your. But he seems so poor. Cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home.
can write a book on the trouble with a woman and a man, but you cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right to someone tonight and whose car is parked next door.